Filmmaker Jade Jackson was 30 when she first learned of the Dawn raids. For Jade, who is Samoan Palangi, it was confusing and upsetting to never have learned about such a significant and traumatic part of her community's history. But that motivated her to take action, and as a recent film school graduate, she had the perfect outlet. She's now released the short film, Raids, which took her back to her hometown of Porirua and into a moment of history that left deep scars on the psyche of her community. Talofa lava, Jade. Welcome to Nine to Noon.
Malo, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
So what was your first discovery of this part of our history, as it's been, I guess, for a whole generation? Some in the family may have told the story previously. Some may have chosen not to talk about it. How did you first learn?
Yeah, well, I think that was the shocking thing about my personal experience about, you know, the Dawn raids, was that my family didn't talk about it. You know, I think my nana definitely was someone who came over at that time and was a part of, you know, the workers and all of that that came over at that time. But she didn't talk about the racism that she faced. She never talked about the oppression or anything. And so, my mother never knew about it. She never talked about it. Then obviously I didn't. And to be honest, it was just really, I feel very lucky actually that I actually just came about it through a friend, a conversation at a bar, who he let me know about a book, and I found out about the Dawn raids and the Polynesian Panthers through that.
So is this quite recent? Because we've had the anniversaries, of course, we've had the apology very significantly, but the 50th anniversary of the Polynesian Panthers and a lot of books out. Dr. Melanie Anaya's book, we interviewed her about. Was it quite recently that this all happened?
Yes. Not even 2 years ago, I think, yeah. So very, very recent. And so, yeah, you can imagine how I felt about learning, you know, that I didn't learn about this history, about my people and my community in school, how no one really was talking about it in our communities. And when I obviously heard about it, you know, the pain and feeling really upset about it really kind of moved me into wanting to do something about it.
So by this stage, you were in filmmaking. We'll talk in a moment about how you came to this. Did you immediately conceptualise this as telling a story and telling a story about your hometown?
I did, yeah. I read the book that I was given on the history of the Polynesian Panthers and the Dawn raids, and it was literally like the next day that I came up with this whole vision of a film. I knew that, you know, as a filmmaker, I would tell it this way, and I went straight into all of my planning and organising, and I wrote a story. It was a feature film, and it was called Lossa. And then I got a script writer on board to help me kind of flesh it out and create a script. And then we took Raids, because I wanted to do a short film first. We took Raids out of the feature film Lossa.
How did it come to you? Very quickly, but, you know, obviously yeah. Very quickly, overnight. And, you know, how blessed you are as a creative that happens, or happened in this instance anyway. But how did it come to you? Did Lossa simply present herself as the narrator fairly immediately?
Absolutely. I think it was mostly because it was part of my experiences as well that I had in New Zealand as a half-caste, you know, Samoan woman in New Zealand. So Lossa, in, you know, the script, is a Samoan woman. She it's a coming-of-age story, so she struggles with identity, you know, where she fits in, you know, her cultural reclamation, all of that. So, I feel that Lossa was almost like a part of me, and so there's a part of my own experiences as a Pacifica woman in the script.
However, you set it in the 1970s, so this takes you even deeper into a different era. I'm sure there are commonalities about the experience, but how did you learn more or take yourself into this particular environment?
I think mostly the research that I had done with talking to, you know, people, survivors, the community about that time. There was definitely not much, to be honest, that I could find on the internet about it. So I had to really go into the book that I had. Obviously, was a really great way for me to be able to know and understand and feel what it would be like. But to be honest, I had my nana as well that I was able to kind of talked to. She definitely at least gave me the feeling of what that might have been like back then. And so I just took that and was able to put that feeling into the script. And then obviously directing it was able to get it across because of that.
So you were able to talk to her, and I wonder how much even now she was prepared to go there.
Yeah, not really. It's definitely, it wasn't something that she wanted to talk about. I'd explained to her that it was, you know, a project, a film that I wanted to do, and I just wanted, you know, some more information. She was definitely not, I think the trauma runs
deep.
So deep for that generation that it was really hard for her to even just give me the bare minimum, yeah.
So Lossa becomes your narrator. She becomes your protagonist. Could you tell us a little of the journey she goes on?
Yeah, so in Raids in particular, so in the short film Raids, we basically just get a glimpse. So it's a really intimate look into a Pacific Island household and what they would have went through during a Dawn Raid. So we definitely see it through the eyes of the girl Lossa. And I think it really, for me, I come from a place of where generational trauma starts. And obviously we're seeing things like this and family members being handled by police in this way. I definitely think sparks, you know, a pain and a trauma. And so we see how that is created in Raids.
It was shot in Cannons Creek in Porirua. Not much budget for the short, Jade. Who was involved and who got on board?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That was, yeah. As we all know, making films in New Zealand is quite tough. And so, no, I wasn't able to find funding. However, I had a mixed crew. Jess Charlton, my DOP, she came on. She read the script. I said, look, I don't have a budget, but this is really important. You know, do you want to come on and help me? And she read the script and was like, absolutely. And then I tried to reach out to as many Māori and Pacifica crew members as I could, you know, to get on board. And yeah, we all got together and we created Raids with no budget. Yeah. Amazing.
What's been the experience of the short film in the first instance coming to the big screen? I think that happened last month. I hope it wasn't mucked with by events. That probably was. But completing the work and also the apology, like when you step back from being the filmmaker and reflect on the personal experience of this again, how would you describe it?
That's a really good question. I think if I take myself away as a filmmaker, then I'm just kind of a Pacifica woman, you know, who's just learning about these awful things that have happened to my community. And it's really upsetting. And I just want the education out there. So I'm trying to push the film as much as I can and try and get it, you know, to as many people as I can. I think we all just need to learn and understand about what our communities have gone through.
Are you shocked, having discovered as late as you did, at the lack of what this significant part of our modern history, at the lack of what is taught or is read or is discussed or what's available?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel so a part of a hidden community, a community that is constantly shoved under the rug. You know, we don't get to speak. And I really see that, and we obviously see that through what's happened with the Dawn Raids and even Pacifica, like, people that have done amazing things in New Zealand. You know, I've recently been doing a lot of research about who our people are and how, you know, amazing they are, the things that they've done, and I've found a few that I didn't know about, these heroes that I needed when I was young. And it's really upsetting. And I think that it's time that we were given a platform and we're able to really integrate ourselves into the Aotearoa community and really be able to stand on our own and be equal.
Into its so-called institutions, into the media, into the arts, into politics, into literature, into all of these ways, as you say, that people have a voice and their stories are told.
Yes, equal opportunity, yes.
What was your pathway into the filmmaking career? Because it, you know, it wasn't straight out of school by any means. What was your journey there?
Yeah, no, I was kind of having a really hard time in my 20s. I was struggling with an identity crisis. I really didn't know where I belonged or fit, and I really struggled. I was in and out of jobs. I had a couple of businesses, and I really just was a very lost person. So in 2019, I decided to skip the country, and I basically needed to go and find myself. I left a partner, I left family, friends, I left everything and went and sat on a beach, basically, in Australia for a year. And I did a lot of deep healing, and yeah, and I feel like I found myself, and I found a calling. I found my ancestors. I found a way back to myself through my culture. And yeah, when I came back, I knew that I wanted to start talking and telling, and I wanted to be creative for the first time. And film just so happened to kind of come as an inspiration to me that I felt like I could direct.
If it's not too personal, was a large part of that identity crisis relating to your culture and your cultures?
Yes, I think so. I think that I had, when I was young, I had been in a lot of predominantly white schools. You know, my parents really kind of wanted more for me in their minds. That's what they thought it was. And so I was really disconnected from my culture. And so I think because of that, well, my own personal journey anyway, I have found that because of that disconnection, I 100% like disassociated with my identity. And since I have taken that back, and now I'm on the journey to learning the language, integrating myself into my community, helping my community and being of service, I feel so much more myself, and so authentic and happy, just really fulfilled in what I'm doing. And I've never felt this way before.
I was going to say, good move for a year on the beach in Australia. I know there's a lot more going on than that, but it just goes to show that every now and then a bit of time out to really do the deep work. Don't knock it if you can do it. So now we've got, when can the public see Raids in this goodness on again, off again sort of situation we're in with public gatherings? Where can people see it, Jade?
I know. So Raids, we were supposed to have our first screening at the Te Rauparaha Ha Park Arena in Porirua, but that did get postponed because of COVID. So we will, level one, we will hopefully be able to have that, and that will get released to the Porirua public, which is really exciting. Then it has to go through a little bit of a festival run, but then we will most likely post it up on YouTube. So everyone can just follow the RR Film Instagram, and we will give updates to when and where we will release it to the public.
Now, there's more work to come. What's the latest work you're working on now?
Yeah, so now we're working on Lossa. So we've got Raids, that was the short film, that was, you know, the first part, and we can use it to pitch. So now we have Lossa, which is the whole story of Lossa. It's a coming-of-age story about a Pacifica woman dealing with an identity crisis, and I think it's really important. We have a boosted campaign that comes out in October, which is really exciting. We're going to go for $10,000 to get the first development things going with the script. And, yeah, then our Red Rock Films itself, my company, actually, we just have so much going on. But, yeah, the feature film is really exciting.
Fa'afatai, and thank you for your time, and all the best with it all, Jade.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Jade Jackson, filmmaker, and the short film, which is already ready to be seen, is Raids. And more to come as well from Jade Jackson, filmmaker.